This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hey, Hooman, can I get a quick update on your stair climb?
Oh, I wish you would have given me a little heads up.
All right, well, let me just quickly say what it is. You're going to climb 52 flights of stairs, 1,200.
It's like less than a month away?
Yeah, and we're trying to raise money for the firefighters and for the first responders who suffer from post-traumatic stress.
Mm-hmm.
And this is at least your second year of the stair climb, but they've been doing this the fundraiser for a while. And last week, we were in the lead.
That is correct. And as I look now, we are still in the lead. We've lengthened our lead.
Oh.
We're now at $4,175.
Wow. Holy crap. $1,000 over the weekend.
That's right. Oh, yeah. $1,000.
Oh, right, man. Bucks.
Oh, wow. Somebody donated $911.
Oh.
His name is Keith. Keith donated $911.
Thank you, Keith.
So that's what got us up over the top. Also, thank you to Deborah and Sarah and Ann and Molly. If you want to donate, just go to the front page of RadioAlice.com. You'll see a picture of me in a firefighter uniform. Just click on that, and you can donate.
I'm going to start the celebrity trash with a story you don't hear. When you hear a story about Bill Murray, it's usually funny or feel good. You know, some adorable thing that he did, some barbecue he crashed, some restaurant he's opening, something good. He's accused of assaulting a photographer in Martha's Vineyard last week. The guy happens to be Carly Simon's brother.
The photographer does?
Yeah, his name is Peter Simon.
Huh.
Apparently he works for a small newspaper. He's like a photographer for a local newspaper in Martha's Vineyard.
All right.
Martha's Vineyard, small. It's a little island.
Sure.
Peter claims he was on assignment taking pictures at the restaurant when Bill grabbed him and threw him against a door. Later on, he says Bill dumped water on him and on his camera. I guess Bill was the only interesting thing in the restaurant, so the guy was taking a lot of pictures of him. So what?
Well, I feel like, okay, so Bill probably said the first time, please let me eat my dinner.
Yeah, according to a police report, Bill felt like he was, like this guy was harassing him.
Yeah, I'm not trying to say Bill should have laid hands on anybody. He shouldn't have, but I don't doubt that Bill first said, hey, dude, I'm eating.
Yeah.
Get your shot. You got it? Okay, now let me finish eating.
Right.
And then the guy, how many more shots do you need?
Well, that's what I'm saying. He was clearly the only interesting thing on this assignment the guy was on. I don't know what Bill was.
I thought I read something different.
Oh, what did you
mean? Well, it was from the guy's side, though.
Yes. Okay.
What's his first name?
Peter Simon.
Peter Simon says he was there taking pictures of something else, like a band or something.
Oh.
That he knew and wasn't even shooting at Bill. Bill just thought he was. But that's two different stories.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is there's always two different sides.
Well, check the guy's film, right? And see what's
right,
up.
Exactly. Are there 50 million photos? I mean, Bill Murray, you know, maybe he's... It just doesn't... It seems out of character, frankly.
It doesn't seem...
I could see him doing that.
That group of SNL people, yeah. Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, they all had that huge success in the 70s at the same time. And they all have some real dicky behavior through their celebrity.
I just don't ever
different
recall
times.
Hearing dicky stuff about Bill Murray before. Like, he seems like the guy
like
who's
I've
like...
I've heard dicky stuff about
like
him
what?
Before. It just, he has a bad attitude, takes himself too seriously.
Oh.
I mean, yes, he's done these things showing up to a wedding or parties in most recent 2 years, but
yeah.
People say he's not that nice.
Well, it must get old having people in your face all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, he is America's treasure.
I love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love him too, but
love
I don't.
Most of my favorite movies are hits.
Right.
My first thought when you said Carly Simon's brother is you'd think he'd know what she's been through with the celebrity.
So
and he would be the last person to, you know, camera up and chase other people around.
So it sounds like, though, because I don't have that part of the story here, it sounds like maybe he was not even doing anything. Like, dude, just take a picture of this band.
Okay,
what did you find?
Let me see. It's just, so there's several articles, but I just wanted to find that one thing. The band invited him. I guess this is one of Peter Simon's favorite bands. So the band invited him to the restaurant. He was not there to take pictures of Murray.
Who's the band? The band's got to be like
some wedding band.
Nobody wrote our name down in
I
the
know,
whole story.
Nothing about that.
We
let's
can't
see.
Get any
Lola,
run here.
No, it just says the restaurant Lola's in Oak Bluffs, which I hear Bill Murray's there all the time. Also,
he's a regular on Martha's Vineyard.
I don't see the name of the darn band.
Oh well, poor band.
I know.
They're like, hey man,
it's our one time to shine.
Catch a break here.
Well, I hate to say it. I don't know Paul Simon. He's probably an honest gentleman.
Peter Simon,
whatever. could a guy with a camera, if he's someone who's, you know, the local, he probably was taking pictures of Bill Murray and is trying to say he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably got a whole load of them in this camera.
The owner of the restaurant agreed with Bill and said that he actually said that this dude, Peter Simon, deserved to have the water dumped on him. Peter, at last question, did not know if he would press charges or not for being thrown against a door and having water dumped on him.
Celebrity is a weird thing, even people who know better. I found myself following Michelle Pfeiffer at Barney's.
You were at the department store,
department store. Not because was it
Bloomingdale's?
I don't know where it was, but we walked past the lady in sweatpants, and the missus goes, "Oh my god, do you know who that was?" And I go, "No," like I was joking because it was some lady in sweatpants, and she goes, "That's Michelle Pfeiffer," and I'm like, "Get out of here! You got to be kidding me!" The lady in, and there I am trying to, I'm following her around trying to get a look at her.
Was it her?
It was her.
Huh? So you're hiding behind like clothes racks.
Well, I just got it over with. I just made my way around. I got a look at her and went, yeah, that's her. I mean, you know, and then I left. I didn't take a picture or even try to say hi, but sure enough, as I'm leaving, I'm
like,
man, that's weird. She totally inspired me to like run around and get a look at her.
Yeah. 415 says I was around Bill Murray at a lot of PGA Tour caddy. Whatever, and witnessed a few aggressive incidents with
him. Oh. Huh. That's funny. I feel like I never hear anything but good pub for him.
Mm.
Although, you know what? He's a weird dude. Like, they even say if you want to get a hold of him, like, he doesn't have a phone.
A publicist.
Like, yeah, you gotta like, write him a letter. There's, like, a drop box that you have to send a letter to, you know, try to get him to be in your movie.
Mm.
Good for him. He lives the way he wants to. But please, don't beat anybody up. Don't throw people against the walls. Kanye West is in the news today. He has a new record out. He's married to Kim Kardashian.
Well, right.
I don't know if you guys know that. Her name's Kim Kardashian.
I don't know that person.
Yeah, she's a lady. But he's, you know, in the past, he's rapped about banging other chicks, even though he's married to her. What is it? What is happening here?
Well, I thought you were going to do music at 8. I have it here.
Oh, the album.
Yeah, and last week I had to dump something because of it was something that I didn't think needed to be dumped. But this one just has slight female sounds in the background. She's not, I don't think she's actually doing anything, but she sounds like something like that.
Maybe she's eating something delicious.
Mm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like a lemon meringue pie or something.
Yeah, ice cream.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, it's like a little bit sour. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. So I have a short clip.
Great.
I'll go ahead and let you setting it up. I just wasn't sure. I wanted
you
to talk to
you
off the air.
You just all of a sudden looked so disturbed.
Right, because I thought I had time before that. Mm. But, you know, we do it live.
Yeah. We'll do it live. So he talked about having sex with Taylor Swift a couple years ago on Famous. On Jimmy Kimmel Live last week, he was talking about how he loves pornography and he watches tons of that. I guess, you know, maybe Jimmy asked, like, since you live with a porn star, you know, maybe you
Well,
don't
didn't
need
he
that.
Famously say he's watched that video 1,000 times?
Mm-hmm.
I have some of that.
You watch Ray J.
I have a
Which is so
way.
Weird.
So
dude.
Weird.
Do you want
so
to hear
weird.
Him talking about the porn
oh,
stuff
do you?
On Kimmel?
Great. Okay.
I look at black too.
What did he say?
Black.
Blacked.
Oh.
I look at black too.
Well, Blacked is actually a
What's
like a brand or a company that is, you know.
No, we don't know.
There's a category though, black.
Yeah, but
okay,
he said
yeah. There's
black.
A category black. Yes, but you know how when you watch, if there's a little water print there that says the name of the company, whether it's kink.com.
Yeah. Oh,
but
like
Blacked is a company that does all, like, it's usually, I think, big black dudes with
I stay
smaller.
Away from that. I'm not watching.
Petite girls?
Yeah, usually.
I like that,
just
too.
Really kind of ruining
them. Oh, you like that, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
If I'm going to watch porn, that's what
I've
I'm
seen
looking
that.
For.
They're pretty entertaining. Here's the rest of that.
So over the weekend, he released a track where he's apparently rapping around, rapping about wanting to bang all of Kim's sisters. It's called Ecstasy, the letter X-T-C-Y.
Yeah, I've heard enough of that.
Yeah. You got sick thoughts? I got more of them. You got a sister-in-law you would smash? I got four of them. Supposedly, the cover art is a picture of the five sisters.
Uh-huh.
Some DJ posted it.
Oh, like, this is the cover art right here?
Supposedly.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
All right.
That was at Kylie's 21st birthday last week.
Right.
Yeah.
Khloe and Courtney, Kendall and Kylie. He'd do all of them. And, geez, I'm almost out of time.
I'm not a huge Kanye fan, but I can appreciate what he does. I'm glad to hear him laughing.
Yeah.
And having a little
happy.
Bit of fun.
A poopy scoopy. A poopity doopity scoop. The boop boop poop. Hey, the Meg. Killed it at the box office.
It did?
Was there nothing on?
Yeah, I mean, Mission Impossible's still out there.
I didn't look.
It was number one with $44 million.
Wow. Incredible.
It was, it's not setting any records or anything, but.
That's great for that film.
Yes, it is. It's twice what people were expecting. They were predicting low 20s. Mission Impossible was number two. Christopher Robin was number three. A new one called Slender Man.
Yeah, it's a horror movie.
Yeah, Slender Man's
oh,
a my
that's
kids
about that murder,
into,
huh?
I don't know.
No, it's like
there's
this demon that you call
video game that the kids used to play called Slender Man, and it's super creepy.
But didn't a couple girls like
oh,
murder their friend in the name of Slender Man?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
In real life?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The Black Klansman was number five. That debuted with $10 million. Spy Who Dumped Me, Mamma Mia. Equalizer 2, Hotel Transylvania, Ant-Man and the Wasp. Those are the top 10.
This
movies.
Week, everyone, me, Bryn, and Christy Yamaguchi will be reviewing Crazy Rich Asians.
Thursday at 9:15, we peek for the week. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Old people getting scammed, music genres that make you most attractive, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Is this week four of the words?
What's that?
The word of the 12K
you know what?
A day?
I think this week might be the last week.
Oh.
I think. I can't remember.
Yeah, we're doing five weeks in the row.
Yeah.
We're doing this a lot, though. So,
uh-huh.
You know, keep listening for your chance to win. So we're doing it every day, starting at 7 o'clock this morning, going through 6 o'clock this evening. Every hour, at the top of the hour, you'll get a new code word, and then you enter it. On the contest line, 72881, you just text it there and boom, you're entered. Mm. Just like that.
It is the final week.
Oh, okay.
For this time around.
All right, perfect. So listen at 7 o'clock for the first word today. That's coming up in just a few minutes.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is where you can watch this show. You can check out photos and events and
all the stuff. What isn't there? For
all the stuff.
It's where all the good stuff is. RadioAlice.com.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening. So the Salesforce Transit Center opened over the weekend. The reviews are in. It's spectacular. No trains yet, so it's really just a bus station.
A $4 billion bus station.
A glorified beauty of a bus station. Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
5-acre park on top. I didn't realize
it was spectacular. That big. Yeah. I mean, if you go online and you're probably like, Transit Center, I don't even... It's going to be a train station. They're calling it the West Coast Grand Central. Mm. That might help you understand if you've ever
the
been to Grand Central. It's big. It's going to be a way to get to all kinds of places other than, you know, it's not an airport. Mm-hmm. It's another thing. You know, but it's a way to get around. Hopefully the train someday will connect us to L.A. and San Diego, and it'll be one way we get, you know.
That'd be great.
We do
bullet
less
train
of
to
the,
L.A. would be huge.
Yeah.
Dude, the driving's become unbearable in California. We all know it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You get in the car and you go, hurt. All right, we're going to sit here.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Even at the time of day that we're driving in, I'll hear the reports out of Tracy. It just, I mean.
Oh, God.
Or the, even the Bay Bridge is all backed up. I'm like, you got to be kidding. It's 4 in the freaking morning, for God's sake.
I know.
And they try to encourage everyone to move out that way because it's more affordable. But then you're
but then you
in traffic
commute
for 2 hours
in.
Each way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about the traffic reports from Highway 17?
You know, I've had a clear drive for a while now. I've been getting out earlier, and there's been less road work.
Yeah.
And I've realized it's there's only one way to beat it, and that's leave even earlier when they start. If they start doing work again, I just have to leave my house at 3. Mm. I don't know. I got to beat them.
No more surprise Caltrain things?
Well, it'd help if they told you, if there were signs, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I've been
some
fighting.
Kind of warning.
I've been fighting that battle as well. I have an email now to the person who's supposed to be in charge.
Oh, you got the guy?
Oh, I got the guy.
Oh, he's probably going to personally email you. Hey, Vinny. There's going to be some roadwork.
No, no, no. He's not been that supportive. In fact, his thing was, no, there must have been an accident. They would never have been. I'm like, dude, I told you guys this. I sent him pictures. Yeah. I was parked. I took a picture and sent it to him at 4 in the morning. I'm like, this is what I was talking about. This is not an accident. These are your boys.
Yeah.
How come you don't know what your boys are up to?
Shutting the freeway, shutting the road down and making us all wait. And what can we do? We sit here politely like lemmings. Everybody's waiting. I think we should all lay on our horns and scream.
Yeah. We all got up at 4 for nothing.
Right.
Just to sit on the highway.
Anyway, back to the transit center. It's beautiful. And it's a glorified bus station right now, but hopefully soon.
Someday.
We'll see.
Someday.
It'd be a full service transit center.
Yeah, that'd be great. A hub.
There's, I was on the news over the weekend, but they had like different, like Muni, BART, Caltrain, all these companies that were going to be there.
Oh.
And Greyhound. Amtrak.
Yeah.
So they got some stuff going on right now, even though they don't have the Caltrain.
Right.
They have other things going on.
You hear about the scams. We see the scams. If we're lucky enough, we see the scam long before it gets us.
Right.
I've certainly found more than one email in my box where I almost did it and then went,
it's a scam.
They were just about to get me.
Yeah. Well, it's
weird FedEx things.
Yes.
Oh, we got a package. We need you to confirm. What?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I didn't order it. Did I order anything?
I wouldn't even
know.
Sons
of you know what? Well, that's what they're counting on.
You have to question everything now. Everything that comes into my inbox. I figure if they really needed to get a hold of me, I don't know if they'd do it through my email. Like, I'm going to delete this. And if it comes back to bite me, then so be it.
Right.
At least I didn't get catfished or whatever.
An elderly couple in St. Louis got a call this week from a guy who said he was a lawyer in New York and that their grandson had been in a serious accident.
Oh,
that's one going on everywhere right now.
Oh, that is horrible. Yeah.
He said he needed them to send money through FedEx. Mm-hmm. And he even put someone on the phone who sounded like their grandson, but the whole thing was a scam. They're calling it a grandparent scam. They go after older people.
Oh, my God.
Who hopefully have more trust and less of an eye towards the possibility that this is bogus.
The kids sounded like their grandson?
Can they tell?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if I ever told you this story, but my American grandparents, you know, my American grandmother who just recently died, they got a call maybe 4 years ago saying, your American grandson is in jail in Africa. Oh. And they're like...
And it's you? Well, you're that's the guy?
Yeah, that's what they were. They're like, what's his name? And the guy said, Human Khalili. And they said... And they said, what should we do? And
he said, we don't care.
No, they said, what
not.
Should we do? And they said, you need to wire us $5,000 immediately. Mm-hmm. And so they put the phone on hold for a second. They said, let's just ask a couple questions. Like, what city does he live in? Where does he work? Tell us that. And then the guy finally hung up.
Oh.
He couldn't answer any of the questions.
At least they knew to stop.
You know what, though? Ask some questions. Get the person's phone number. And say, I need to call so and so and I'll call you back or something. But, I hope that by the time I'm a grandparent, I will be in such a routine of questioning everything that I'll never fall for this because I worry about it, Like, I'm a pretty gullible person. Like, if you tell me something, I'll take it at face value.
The owner of a courier service in St. Louis was able to stop these people from getting ripped off. Oh. Nick Kirkow owns a place called On Time Express Courier and Delivery that was hired to go pick up an envelope from the grandparents.
Oh.
When he looked up the mailing address, he realized it was going to an apartment in the Bronx instead of a business, so he got suspicious because this is supposed to be some big-time lawyer representing their son who's been in an accident.
So he knew
their
the
grandson.
Story?
So he got suspicious and he called the cops who were able to confirm the grandkid was fine. And it saved them $15,000.
Wow. Oh, my God.
That's how much was in the envelope. It was filled with $15,000 in...
cash?
In cash.
Oh, my God.
The grandparents were going to send $15,000 in cash.
Oh, my God.
Nick saved them, this courier
That's
service.
That's incredible that he was able to save them.
Because he questioned it. He was able to find out and save them. They were never going to see that money again.
Oh, absolutely
no
not.
No way.
I hope the guy got in trouble or whoever it was on the other side of
it. I don't know. I know that I've had the same thing happen. If you put an old cell phone on Craigslist, mm-hmm. you will get... It's unbelievable how many people come out of nowhere going, oh, yeah, can you send that phone to New Jersey? I'll give you the money, and it's all these different, but they're real people on the other end mm-hmm. using the computer. Mm-hmm. They're just probably working 20 different deals at once, hoping one
at
of them
least.
Bites.
Right.
Nah, I'm going to sell to someone in my town. Bye. I'm going to meet them at the grocery store near my house and sell
they're
it for cash.
They're going to hand me the money and I'm going to hand them the phone.
Right. That's the way that's going to go down. Stop writing me. Music genres. Now, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Who's the hottest? Like, if you're looking at boys, you're an eligible bachelorette, and you're like...
Oh, am I my age? Because it's classic rock all the way, Vin.
Okay, well, that's okay. Yeah. That's what... So there it is. You want a guy who's like, Sticks! I love Sticks!
Yeah, that is what I want.
Right.
Kansas! Okay.
Oh, you can't mention Kansas.
Sure you can. Carry not, on my wayward
no,
son. Come on, man.
Come on.
That is great. Carry Dust in the wind. Yeah, go, Hooman.
So
go, Hooman.
There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Woo! Da-na-na. Oh, there it is.
I knew it.
The BP swag.
I freaking knew it. God!
Your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Woo! Oh, yeah. Down, 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 down. Down, 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 down.
Happy Monday.
Feels so good. Once I rose above the noise and confusion. Just to get a glimpse beyond the
if
solution.
If I could, please, right, just wedge my hand in here and stop the sound.
So,
if,
classic rock is what I'm going
first,
for,
first, let's just get this straight. Classic rock is AC/DC, yep. Led Zeppelin, yep. Black Sabbath. Yep. It's not Kansas.
What about Queen?
Yeah, Queen
is great. I love Queen.
What about Whitesnake?
Journey.
No. No.
Motley Crue. Leonard Skinner.
Anyway... So for you, it's classic rock.
Yeah. Yep.
No surprise, for women, the best genre when you're online dating and a guy claims a music brand.
Oh,
sorry, it's country.
Oh! But I never did a country dude.
Men who put country music as one of their interests got 32% more messages and were 65% more likely to find a match. But women, if they put classic rock, they're the winners.
Oh, is that so?
They were 68% more likely to get a match. But you got to be careful. You can't go metal.
Yeah.
Metal's not going to get you there. You got to go classic rock.
Well, the thing is, though, if metal is your genre, you should put that because there'll be another metalhead out there for you.
Yeah, you,
you don't
say that
country.
Now.
You don't want to put country and then you hook up with country and then all you listen to is country music.
You don't even
like
know
metal.
What you're talking about. You've never been an online dater listening to crickets week after week after week.
Oh, my God.
Crickets. I got no answers.
I'd rather
over
have
here.
Crickets than country music. I'll tell you that right now.
You can't put
go with some country, dude.
I smell Coke for breakfast in the morning and I love.
I smell Coke? What does that mean?
Cocaine. You used to
do
that all
sniff
the time.
Coke. Yeah. I smell what? Coke. I'm just going to smell this.
You can't put that down. Even if that's what you do, you can't say that.
Why not?
Because people won't respond to that. They don't want a cokehead.
What if they're also a cokehead, you know, and they love classic
rock? Once again,
it's fine.
You know what? If you want to try your honesty at first and you get no responses, you find out you got to start changing that back a little bit.
You got to start lying a little bit.
Yeah, a little
bit. You got to start hiding your habits.
Well, you can't say, I'm a Maiden fan and I smell Coke for breakfast.
Mm. Someone might go, oh my God, I just met my soulmate online.
I was thinking that soulmate.
Oh my God, I smell Coke for breakfast while I'm listening to Iron Maiden. I smell Coke. What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
Ooh, honey, the one that I want.
Snort Coke for breakfast.
Sorry. Smell Coke for
Have
breakfast.
You ever smelled Coke for breakfast?
No.
What?
No, you don't do it in the morning, Vinny.
You still? Are you telling me you've never gone through the whole night and seen the sun rise while
still? Oh, no, sure. But, I mean, that's a continuation of the night. That's not really what I... Plus, you don't eat when you're doing that. So there is no breakfast, Vin.
Anyway... I'm trying to tell you, you see, you and your honesty, you don't know because the crickets would make you go, something's wrong with this online. Right. I don't know what the deal is. Do I have to take a photo with cleavage or put a puppy in the picture?
Come on, people. Love is the only thing that matters. Let's find it online.
Right.
I was kidding, human. You can have a well-rounded life without that.
The study also found that women who like classical music and men who like rap are most likely to be seeking long-term relationships.
Oh, rap music for men and classical music for women?
Rap is for long-term relationships.
I am very surprised to hear that. No,
do you love
I don't.
Me?
Go away. Get back in the car. We got to go. I got to drop you off at the new transit station.
I don't feel like rap is selling long-term relationships.
No. Oh,
but,
my God.
You know,
it's selling
knows?
The opposite of that. Where are the hoes?
I make it rain.
Hoes.
But you know what? One of the reasons I get sort of, I find R&B to be sort of like hurlish is because it's so cheesy and so love-oriented, except often those are guys are the biggest players of them all.
Right. Well, they know what music to put on to get a girl in the mood.
Well,
I mean,
right.
Come
but
on,
it's so
let's put on some smooth R&B, and we'll get busy. I right, Hooman? Like you put on Coldplay, some guys put on R&B, right? Bryn, do you do that?
Bryn was about to suggest a band name.
What was it?
No, I wasn't.
Bobby Brown.
I can't think of one.
I was trying to follow your lead, but you guys are jumping all over from bands to bands.
We don't know what we're doing.
Is Tony Braxton R&B? That's the one that popped up.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, yeah, Tony.
Put a little Tony Braxton on. Let's see if I can.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
It's Jim.
Break my heart.
Go, Brent.
Say you love me again.
Oh.
Undo this hurt you crossed when you walked out the door.
Nice harmony. Beautiful.
All right, I'll spare you, Vinny. Sorry.
510 says, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is so great. You know what? Actually,
I got to watch that.
I don't want to.
I've heard so many good
things
about it.
Here's a little spoiler. It's minor.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
But it goes with that song. So there's a point where the husband and the wife, Mrs. Maisel, they're going through the separation. It's a thing.
Oh,
it's part of the storyline. It's not that part's not the, but he goes, you know, I haven't been doing that great. It seems like you're having some troubles. Maybe we should get back together. She shows up. He shows up at like her parents' house where she's had to move to.
Oh. And what'd then she say?
Well, that's the thing. Then they like cliffhang you and go to another scene, and you're like, oh, what is she gonna do? Because this is the 50s, and it's really they're really painting a picture of old time females.
Probably a lot of pressure on her to stay in there.
Stay married, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she and they when they come back to her, it's her face, and you're like, what will she say? Dun, dun. And she goes, no, you left. No. And the next scene is him walking down the.
Is he crying?
No, but he's a, they're breaking up because of him. It's his own fault. The jerk.
Should we watch that after Goliath?
Yes, let's do that.
I think you guys
will you
actually.
Remember? I want to.
Between the two of you, I think you'll like that a lot.
Yeah.
There's no so
it sounds
far
like my kind of show.
No violence. There's some comedy.
Oh, Gorman loves that.
Right. No violence. Right. No scariness.
Yeah. Is it clever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say.
Well, if the Gilmore Girls lady, you know, created it.
949 says, "Stop listening to Vinny. Mrs. Maisel is amazing. You have to." I said it's
he
good.
He said it was good.
Get him. Yeah.
But I'm not saying it's like must. Like you have to drop everything you're doing. Like it'll be there when you're ready.
Yeah. That's the nice thing about TV today. It's like I'll get to that. Or not. One or the other.
707 says, shout out to the teachers who start school today.
Oh, yeah. So early.
Is that right?
A lot of Oakland schools I was seeing on the news are starting today. So
it's still full summer.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. It's mid-August.
Back.
These are the dog days.
This is well, the best time of the year, everybody.
Football's
back. Slow
down if you're driving out there.
What?
Yeah, take it easy.
For the kids.
Oh, right, for the kids.
The kids aren't sleeping until noon anymore.
Say, I'll slow down. There's people behind you trying to get somewhere.
To look
no,
a
it
lot
isn't.
Like Christmas.
It's midsummer.
Oh yeah,
it's midsummer.
So
midsummer. It's midsummer.
You guys got your shopping done yet, or what?
It's 47 days of summer still left.
Is there 47?
Something like that.
No,
I don't
there
know.
Is not.
September 21st is the end of summer.
Oh yeah,
that's a
right.
Thousand years from now.
Whatever you say.
Like
oh my
Christmas.
God! Stop it, Brandon! How dare
feels
you?
Feels so good.
No, it does feel good. You're
God,
right.
God, I just. Oh,
what's wrong now?
I like summer. It only comes around once a year.
We all love summer, Sarah.
No, not just, Vinny. Vinny
do you
hates
like
summer.
Fall and winter?
Yeah, I like fall. I don't like winter. I like spring.
I want to say to all the teachers starting today, I hope and pray you don't have to deal with any crappy parents this year.
Oh, you will have to. Oh. Brace yourself. All right, coming up. I got some Omarosa crap that blew Whoa. My mind this morning. You're going to like it.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.